USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Dangerous weather strikes the southeast as millions of Americans face severe weather warnings issued by the National Weather Service. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect from Texas to Louisiana. Heavy rainfall and thunderstorms will continue throughout the night. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the U.S. and China aim to improve relations as discussed during his meeting with President Xi Jinping in Beijing.
Both the United States and China have an obligation to manage this relationship responsibly. Doing so serves the best interests of the United States, of China, indeed, of the world.
Blinken also mentioned future visits by senior U.S. officials to China. However, China declined the U.S. proposal for a direct military communication line, despite its importance to the Biden administration. The White House is urging action to address gun violence after a violent weekend in the U.S.
It's devastating. It's tragic. This type of gun violence needs to stop. The president's going to continue to use his bully pulpit to speak to that.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Shootings happened in Chicago, Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania. A search and rescue operation is underway for a missing submarine that was exploring the Titanic wreckage.
We had an aircraft that was up in the area that was started after the Titanic, and so we retasked them to search on the surface for anything that might have surfaced.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says five people are on board. The Titanic wreck rests about 12,500 feet under the Atlantic Ocean. The Biden administration is rolling out $600 million in investments to help coastal communities fight climate change. President Biden made the announcement today after touring a nature preserve in Palo Alto, California. The investments will be funded by Biden's climate and infrastructure bills. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Michelle Obama wants you to register to vote in honor of Juneteenth today. The former First Lady said in a tweet that there's no more meaningful way to mark the day celebrating freedom. Former President Obama also marked the holiday that celebrates enslaved people being freed in Galveston, Texas in 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. A new report alleges Meghan Markle faked interviews on her podcast, Archetypes.
Pod News said the show's interviews were done by Markle's staff, and the audio of her voice asking questions were edited in later. The podcast was a part of Archwell Media, which she and her husband Prince Harry own. They recently decided to part ways with Spotify after reportedly not producing enough podcasts to earn their $20 million contract. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A 21-year-old Californian has achieved his 10th Guinness World Record by solving a Rubik's Cube in a record-breaking time of 3.13 seconds. Max Park won his first cubing competition at the age of 10, defeating participants from prestigious institutions like MIT and Caltech. He initially turned to the Rubik's Cube as a form of therapy after being diagnosed with autism. The Flash emerged as the weekend box office winner, but its performance fell short of expectations. The DC film earned $55 million, below the anticipated $70 million. Pixar's Elemental secured second place with $29.5 million. That was below its projected $35 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.